Our February staycation to Christopher Creek, Arizona. Last week, we talked to the owner of the Christopher Creek Lodge. And now we're going to talk to the person who stayed there and enjoyed a staycation courtesy of Rosie on the House and Sanderson Ford, Dennis White. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
Well, I heard you had a real fun time on this staycation. The first thing you did was go to Sanderson Ford. And what car did you pick out?
They provided to us it was the Sport Edition. And it had a lot of power to it when it went up the hills on the way to Payson.
And that helps going up the Beeline Highway to Christopher Creek. And you stayed at the lodge. How was the lodge?
It was great. It was my wife and I had a great time. The owner was very receptive to us. You know, anything that we needed, whether it be building a fire pit and we needed more logs for the fire pit, made us really feel at home.
And what did you do when you were in Christopher Creek? Did you manage to maybe get a little hike in through the woods or stop by the lake?
We didn't do that. It was a little cool for us at the time, but one thing nice in that area is there's a couple restaurants. We went to the Double D Steakhouse, and it actually happened to be Valentine's Day, so we were able to go in there and have a nice dinner. So
Double D on a cold night, a good steak is really tasty.
Yeah, we came back and we built a fire outside to enjoy some of the outdoors, and then the next day we actually went into Payson, and then we drove up to Pine and to Strawberry.
Two of my other favorite places to hike. There's a great honey stand in Pine. I think it's called the Honey Stand, as a matter of fact.
Yep, we know exactly where that is, and there's a nice restaurant bar just almost straight across from there, and there's quite a few nice places to eat.
You just moved from Colorado, so I got to ask you, if I were to blindfold you and brought you to Christopher Creek, would you still think you're in Colorado?
Yeah, right in the foothills, absolutely. That really reminded us of Colorado, you know, with the creek flowing down the mountainside there in front of the cabin. You definitely did, and in the cool night, it definitely felt like Colorado. The only thing that was missing, well, there was a little snow up on the hill, but the reason we moved from Colorado to Arizona is to get away from the snow. So it looks like it followed us that weekend.
You missed it by last winter. Last winter, they had a ton of snow in Christopher Creek. This year, I call it average, but it really is a little slice of heaven. Did you ever think that, you know, there'd be a place like this in Arizona? Because most folks think, you know, Arizona's desert, cactus.
Well, my wife and I were in essence, we had that same conversation not too long ago, and we said, I would bet that most people that come to Arizona are going to Arizona, all they think about, or they think of desert.
Dennis, I'm glad you and your wife had a great time on your Rosie on the House Arizona staycation, and I hope you get a chance to enjoy the great state of Arizona. There's a lot more than Christopher Creek you can see in this great state.
We had a great time, and everybody from Lance, who called me initially, to the folks at Sanderson Ford, they were more than helpful, as well as, you know, you folks, the people at Christopher Creek. It was a fun weekend. We really enjoyed it.
Well, Dennis, I'm glad you really enjoyed that slice of Arizona and Christopher Creek. The next vacation you can register for right now is to the town that wouldn't die, Tombstone, Arizona. Register before March 15th. Look for the staycation tab at rosieonthehouse.com.
Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Hey, this is our last segment, wrapping up with Katie Stumbo of Go Conquer Fitness. And Rosie has shared what you haven't shared before on air is that journey you've had from being, you know, the accident and then the time in the ICU being diagnosed as profoundly weak. And then, Rosie, you got to ski on Monday.
I was it, man.
I cried thinking about it, and you cried being up there.
I did.
And just, Katie, you're the one who's got Rosie to recover and
I just showed him the way. He did the work.
Well, I think Rosie's main reason this morning for having you on is to tell people anything is possible. You know, if he can go from that to getting to ski,
it's
step by step, and you are very good at getting people there. How do you do that?
Oh, so you know, it's just so individual, right? It depends on what the issue is, how long the issue has been there, and where we need to go, right? But yeah, everything is very systematic when you come in. You may or may not realize it. A lot of people just want to come in and have me put them through. If you ask questions, I'll explain more about the process. But we've talked about the stages of change, where we talked about the first three. The last two I'll talk about real quick is stage four is action. That's where you're at right now. Your action. You've had behaviors have been modified or eliminated. You're doing the right things for your health. You're
most in of the time.
Most of the time, except for lunch on Wednesday. I was like, you just finished working out. And this is so three and four are really fun stages. Then the tricky one is stage five, which is maintenance. And when someone feels like they're in maintenance or has gotten to maintenance, this can be tricky because just like that stage one or two, oh, just this once is okay. Or maybe I'll skip my workout today. This usually happens around a year.
That's where the team accountability
that's where that
really,
comes in.
Really comes in.
Where that comes in really huge. And one thing, our journey is always evolving and always changing. It's always on a continuum. You're going to bounce, hopefully, just between stages three, four, and five, and you're never going to revert all the way back to one. But know that you're always bent along that continuum. And if you hit that maintenance stage, we need to go back to SMART goals. Set some new ones.
And your phone number.
480-200-4632.
Thanks a million for coming in. I wanted you to come
always
in.
Always a pleasure.
Just to thank you.
Thank you.
Making Monday possible in my road to complete recovery. All right, when we get back, we've got a lot more to cover the next 3 hours. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned right here at Rosie on the House.